Om Sai Ram. May Baba's divine blessings and grace help us to traverse the ocean of life. Today, I will be talking about a beautiful happening from the book Sai, Act 366, the happening on 10th May, which talks about Tungabhadra Tata Vasine Namaha. Shri V.V. Narasimha Swamiji praised Sai Baba as Om Godavara Tata Shiladhi Vasine Namaha in his Ashtottara Namavali, which is praising Baba in 108 different names. After Mahasamadhi in Telugu region, Sai Baba inspired to build many of his mandirs. The first of Sai Baba mandirs in the series was one of the mandir at the banks of river Tungabhadra at Karnool. Sai Baba arriving to the banks of river Tungabhadra was not an interesting event. In Sai Baba's aartis, praising of Sai Baba as Nirmala Nadi Tunga Jalaprashi was not today's. This temple's trustee, Sri K. Veeraswami and his wife, Srimati Arunapoornamma, went to Shirdi in the year 1949. And after that, they built a small hut at Karnool bus stand and started worshipping Sai Baba by placing his idol. While doing the puja one day, a great person by name Samartha Narayana Swami visited that place. He picked and pointed a place and showed to Veeraswami couple and requested them to build a Sai Baba's temple there. The construction of the temple was started in the year 1949. Brahmashri Himavat Parvata Rishi Bada Sanyasi, who was said to be the Sai Baba's companion student, laid the foundation of the temple on May 10th, year 1949. The idol for this temple was prepared at Agra, then went to Pakistan, from there went to Nagar Karnool and finally reached Karnool. This temple was built in the shape of a star. It became famous as Dakshina Shirdi. Many stories were told about this temple. One Telugu famous writer, Sri Tripuraneni Gopichand, was working in Karnool. He was an atheist. Once, his wife Shakuntala Devi was admitted in a hospital for delivery. The delivery had become very difficult. While passing through the temple, Sri Gopichand spontaneously felt that if Sai Baba was so powerful, my wife should be delivered immediately. He was about to reach the hospital. In the meantime, a fakir had come to Shakuntala Devi and said, "Child, do not be afraid. You will have a safe delivery." He applied udi and made her to drink water. The delivery was safe, and the boy was named as Sai Chand. Today is May 10th. Let us meditate on that Tungabhadra Tatavasi. The moral of the story: Baba is so merciful. You call him once and he is there by your side. All that is required is wholehearted devotion from his devotee. He melts like a wax for his devotees. You keep one sorry face in front of him and he is immediately with you. There is no means why Baba should not attend to anybody. He has the power to change an atheist to a devotee. He is that Karunamayi who had no enemies, and all his stories in Satcharita teach us a different lesson by itself. Sai Satcharita is a standing Bhagavad Gita to all his devotees. Each story gives a message if deeply understood, had a notion of meaning by itself. So we being his devotees, let us all believe him, trust him wholeheartedly. Do not test him, for you can never test your mother or father. Simply surrender helps all the devotees to eternity. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.